Session number 784, Stephen Winston, Reel 1.
This was while you were still in Poland, your brother was involved?
Well, no. He was at university then. See, I was only a kid. Now, let's see. He would have been... When I was north, he was probably 23. Still at university, he went to Geneva University he was then, because the letters would come from there, and had been to St. Petersburg University. St. Petersburg was the capital of Russia then, and got involved with his friend Lenin and all the others. They're all personal friends. I met them all in England. Strangely enough, he was a pacifist, in spite of his socialist beliefs. He was what they called a Tolstoy chick, you know, a person who accepted a pacifist ideal and thought that change would come by peaceful means, mainly through world opinion, not so much from Russia itself. And so he went round, lived at Zurich at the same time as Lenin, we'll come to that perhaps later, but when I was about 12, suddenly there was a tap at the door, and three Russians came with my brother. They were having a conference in England. They were turned out of Switzerland, and they had a conference at the Brotherhood Church in England. And that's when they formed the Bolshevik movement. Well, he came along with Lenin to our place in London, and they were the sweetest people. And he said to me, "You take these people round and show them three typical English movements." Well, I was up to it. I was only a kid. But I was up to it, you know. As soon as he said, "What would you have chosen as three typical?" And I loved England the moment I saw it, and to me it was just right.
What did you show them?
Well, what would you have shown them? Especially you were asked that question. The women's movement didn't concern them because the women were equal with them. In the movement itself, it consisted of women high up and men. I mean, there wasn't any sex distinction there. I was taken in by Brailsford to one of the leading English journalists to see them. And there were as many women as there were men. No, these things are an English movement. They never did differentiate, as far as I know. Well, I chose for the three. First of all, what he would know nothing about, and one of them is to take them to the Hyde Park meetings. You know, the
Speaker's Corner.
The Speaker's Corner, and That amazed him. And then
amazed
I...
Amazed Lenin.
You're sitting on it, well, amazed them, yes, amazed them all that they should... That we came across an atheist talker there making the usual jokes about religion, you know. And they thought it just vulgar. You always associate them with atheism, but they thought that kind of talk just vulgar. Then I took them to a restaurant which I liked very much. That's the Eustace Miles restaurant. You wouldn't know of it. They've got a publishing house in that place, just now Chatham and Windus. But that was the only vegetarian eating, more or less the only one. There were side ones, but this was a one on a spacious and happy. And they ate there. And that pleased them immensely, the idea of a simple diet like that, and three women playing chamber music, mainly Jerusalem, playing Blake's Jerusalem, and a tune. And the third one I took merely as a kind of trespasser into Café Royal. I don't know why I chose that, but I used to hear a lot about it, and I thought, here's a grand chance. Here were magnificent people with long black capes and sombreros, looking very distinguished, and walked in. But they thought that typically English bourgeois degeneracy, and that flopped. Well, there you are.
When was this, that Lenin and
1904. I might be a month out, one way or the other. That was a very lovely movement on the part of a conservative government. See, the liberal government only came in 1906, and before then we had Balfour as prime minister.
What did the Russians have to do with the government?
Well, they didn't have immigration laws then, but you had to be given permission, and they gave it without a moment's hesitation. Balfour, that was, and it was, they gave it without hesitation because of something I heard years and years later, because I mentioned it to somebody who knew Balfour very well, and he had heard from the lady whom Balfour worshipped. That's Mrs. Sidney Webb. He was just gone on her, and Mrs. Sidney Webb put the idea to Balfour: let them in, let them have absolutely a free time. It'll give England world reputation as being open to everybody. Beautiful thing. And it was, yes, straight away against the opposition of Austin Chamberlain, who was Joseph Chamberlain. I get mixed up with the Chamberlain. Joseph Chamberlain was the chief, who didn't like the idea at all. There it was. Now, that, you see, so the pacifism in me was a more or less an inborn thing. I didn't have to think six times about it and consider my position.
This was because of your elder brother, was it, that you?
Well, the elder brother did other things. You see, he did another thing which was lovely for me. We had an earlier experience, you know. There was the Boer War. That was what was I then? Seven years old. And one day, I came down, and there were people throwing stones at the windows in the house we lived in. And my father rushed down and said, what's it all this about? They said, you're pro-Boer. So he said, no, I'm not pro-Boer, I'm anti-war. I'm against war. And that made me think, that was earlier. It sounded just correct to me, just anti-war. And my middle brother wasn't exactly pacifist, so he rushed down and he said, if you don't run away, I'll knock in your heads for you, something like that. And they did go away, proving the power of force straight away. But that was that. Well, now the next thing is how this other incident was important to me. I won a scholarship, and to celebrate it, my sisters took me, two of the sisters, no, the older one, I'm trying to get it correct, I haven't thought about it for years, took me to a place which was reserved for Tolstoy if he was to leave Russia, because they were giving him beans. They called him the fiend and the dealer with Satan and all that kind of thing, Russia, and they expected him any moment to be exiled. So they bought a house near Bournemouth, and there they brought over all his books, all his translations, and it became the pilgrimage of all people who loved Tolstoy's work, of Tolstoy's message. Well, they took me there, of all places, by the sea, to have, what, six, seven weeks there, because from my previous school to the start of the second school, there was a terrific hiatus. They always, secondary school started late, as you know, much later. So I had 6 weeks there living with these beautiful people. To me, they were just beautiful people, with a lovely house with beautiful orchards, which they themselves worked.
Tolstoy himself was not there. Who was?
Well, now, Tolstoy himself was there once, but not that time. He was there because things happened. But we'll come to that later. But the people who were there were all Tolstoyans who came from Russia to manage his publishing. They called it the free press. One of the things they did was to ask, in case of Tolstoy, for no copyright fees. I've got the first book here. I don't know. Take me a long time to find it, I think. And the first book they published was Anti-Shakespeare. They had two articles in it. I've got the book.
Why?
What? Why did they do it against Shakespeare? Well, it all comes into pacifism, I'll tell you. The two writers in it, it's a historic book, were Tolstoy and Bernard Shaw, both attacking Tolstoy, attacking Shakespeare, because Shakespeare always ended in a message of despair. He had lost all hope in life from his knowledge of people. You know, the passages, out, out, brief candle, life's but a passing shadow, or running right through all his plays, had I but served my God with half the zeal I served my king, he would not have left me naked to mine enemies. Well, that runs right through Shakespeare. And those two were full of faith at that moment. Tolstoy, with his newfound belief in God, and Shaw, with his creative evolution. Well, they wrote these two. I think I'll find it for you before you go. There were two books which brought Shaw into complete disfavor here. But that was the first book, and neither of those two received any copyright fees. That was their thing.